Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 17, 1 through 3, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin our time with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We start with this mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Jesus said these things. Then, raising his eyes in prayer, he said, "Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son." So the Son, in turn, may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Jesus said these things. Then, raising his eyes in prayer, he said, "Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Jesus said these things. Then, raising his eyes in prayer, he said, "Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Jesus said these things. Then, raising his eyes in prayer, he said, "Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, how blessed we are to know you. You took all the wonder and largeness that you are and chose to make yourself knowable to us, your created ones. May we take with us into our day today just a little more understanding of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.